Blog Talk Radio. thought about getting Christian counseling for yourself or a loved one? From time to time, we all have difficulties and we need help to sort things out. Sometimes we may just want an objective person to encourage and coach us through certain seasons in life. Christian counseling can help facilitate the healing process for spiritual, psychological, and emotional growth. Hi, I'm Dr. Ginny. Being a Christian counselor means I'm dedicated to helping people resolve past and present issues. My goal is to help my clients develop meaning and purpose in life, enabling them to make changes that will result in personal growth and development, restoration of balanced lifestyles, and the emotional strength to yield lifelong results. If you're looking for some answers and would like some Christian or spiritual direction, please call me for a private one-on-one phone consultation at 1-800-375-3446. I would love the opportunity to talk with you and help make today better and tomorrow great. And welcome to the Christian Psychic Cafe. It's another wonderful Wednesday night here in Florida. We're going out across the world, actually, tonight, which is kind of neat. Tonight is August 14th, 2013. We're doing a live show. And
we're alive.
And we're alive. And I'm here with my wonderful co-host, Jessica. And I just want to welcome everybody to the show. I'm Dr. Ginny, and we're going to have a great show tonight, aren't we?
We're going to have a great show. It's going to be positive energy tonight.
And do you know why?
No.
Who's our guest tonight?
Celtic Cammy.
Celtic Cammy. She is our guest reader tonight, and she's a phenomenal reader.
She's wonderful.
And she's not only a good reader, she's a great healer,
mm-hmm.
and she's also a wonderful person.
Yes, she is.
And she's got a delightful accent. So,
and we love her accent.
We love her accent. We want to can it. We want to can her accent and sell it. We'd make millions because it's so fun.
Does that mean you have to put her in a can?
No, no. She might object to that. No, I love her accent. It's like, you know, like my husband has a German accent.
Mm-hmm.
That's not a pretty sound. It's
well,
very
it's not
guttural.
Friendly.
You know, it's like.
Mm-hmm. He always sounds angry.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. And the French people, they always sound like wee wee.
Ooh la la.
But her accent is awesome.
It is.
I
well,
know.
French accents aren't bad.
Some
they're
French
very
accents.
Romantic sounding.
You know who I love the sound of? Italian men.
Yes.
Italian
do.
Men. And everything ends with A.
Yeah.
Da 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 da. Yeah.
See, everybody's going, oh my God, you guys do the worst accents ever.
We've been through that. Remember that woman from England who told us that we were just terrible at it? That was so funny. I love that. So we had a really exciting weekend. Jessica's son is getting married, and there was the wedding shower, and that was really cool.
Yeah, the bridal shower, and it was. We had a wonderful time. Other than a little heat stroke.
Well, I guess the person holding it had a air conditioning malfunction.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, I'm normally the hottest one, but I wasn't hot
at
all.
You weren't hot. And I had sweat pouring
down
my face.
Do you know why? Okay, here's the rule. Guys, everybody, if you're reading the papers, you're finding out that Florida right now is in the worst. We've had the hottest consistent temperatures than we've ever had.
It's been like 100 degrees every
day. Yeah, and they're saying it feels like 104. And people from Arizona and California, that's with humidity. I'm just saying. Okay, so it's like really hot, and we all have to run our air all the time. But you made the mistake of layering. You wore a tank top
yes.
with a sheer blouse over
mm-hmm.
it, and I have learned that's just too much clothes. You
well,
have to be naked.
I was
almost.
Trying to be kind of dressier.
I know.
I'm one of the mothers.
I know.
But the other mothers were casual.
Totally. They were wearing shorts.
I
sure.
know.
Which look, they looked adorable and
well,
lovely.
Well, they had dressy tops,
but it was
with, like,
and it was
capris.
Dressy, but they
mm-hmm.
were cool and comfortable. And so I and you're
and
going.
Here I am.
You're like I'm soaking wet. My clothes are soaking wet, and I'm like, yeah, I'm really cool because normally I do that, and this
yeah.
time I went with.
You were smart.
Yes, I thought ahead. I was so glad
you,
I thought ahead.
Well, yeah, I didn't.
Yes, I know.
And I knew how hot it was. I didn't really think about that factor.
I
assumed inside air conditioning.
There you go.
When we made a comment, oh, it better be so nice and cool in there.
We actually, that's the first
mm-hmm.
thing we said when we saw each other, because you came to my house and we
mm-hmm.
drove over with our kids. And the first thing we said is it better be cool, right?
And it was so not cool.
It was so not cool.
But it was a wonderful shower. She got beautiful gifts. She looked absolutely beautiful.
She's such a beautiful girl, and she's such a nice girl. And
she
I'm
is.
Very, very excited to go to
I'm
this
excited,
wedding.
I'm excited, and it's a month
and,
away now.
And
a
it's
month.
In North Asheville, North Carolina,
yes.
So it's going to be
mm-hmm.
fun. So it's good times. It's you know, this is always the happy times.
I know,
you know,
I know.
And I always say concentrate on the happy times because those are the most important things.
Well, and I'm excited. This is the first wedding.
That's what I'm telling you. I was telling you
mm-hmm.
that we use the same hairdresser, and we usually meet at the hairdresser on Wednesdays because we can chat while each other's getting their hair done. So I was telling her Jessica's son is getting married.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, well, didn't her daughter just graduate? I'm like, yeah. She goes, do you have pictures? And
oh,
so
I've had a lot of events this year.
Yeah, she's really sweet, isn't she? She's
she
a
is
nice
very
lady.
Sweet. She mm-hmm. and she takes her time and she really. Does your hair cut the way you want it?
She does, which is really nice, and she gives you tips that normal hairdressers won't tell you.
That is true.
And
she even told us, I'm giving you tips, even though I shouldn't.
Yeah, she said, because, you know, that's how I make my money, but I don't care because I like you.
Mm-hmm.
We're like, we're so glad you like us, because otherwise...
And I won't be able to do your tips anyway,
no, because
so.
We have absolutely zero skills. It is so true. The other thing I want to talk about is we're going to start up again our free drawing. You know how we had the drawing?
We haven't had one of those in a long time.
I know. So not
we're doing
next
the creepy
week.
Mailbox.
You're going to do the creepy mailbox. It'll be a lot of fun. We're not going to start it this week because I didn't announce it yet until right now. So now I'm announcing it. So next week we are taking the Wednesday off because it happens to be a very old lady's birthday.
It's happy birthday to Dr. Jamie.
Yes. It's going to be my birthday next Wednesday, so I'm not going to do the show, even though I'll miss you all. But then we'll start up again the following Wednesday
yes.
night, which would be a week from the 21st. It'll be the 28th, August 28th. We'll have
mm-hmm.
another live show, and then every Wednesday night from that point forward, it'll
right.
be live, and we're going to do our mini angel readings. But in addition to that, we're going to do our free 30-minute drawing. And how that works is you send in an email and just say, enter me into the drawing, and then we put you in the VAT of emails. Yes, we have a big VAT of emails. And so actually we print it out, we fold it up, and we put it in the VAT of emails.
Yes.
It's like a big barrel now. And we have not taken out the ones that were already entered. So if you've entered, you're still in there. But go ahead and enter again. Why not? Enter each
yeah.
week. It doesn't hurt.
When
so,
we mix them up, so it's going to be
yeah,
you
it's
going to
be
equal
really
chance to
cool.
win.
And what we do is we have a very rusty mailbox down at the end of the Studio Road. And one of us, whoever loses at rock paper scissors,
which
has to
we
go
all
open
know
that
who
rusty
that always
mailbox.
Is.
No, it's not always you. And then we will draw a winning person, and we will announce your first name and maybe the first initial of your last name, because we won't say it out over
right.
there, and maybe the town that you're in so that you know you're the winner. But then we'll email you the next day. And this is for a free 30-minute reading, private reading, not on the air, because that way we can get more in-depth and,
mm-hmm.
and give you more detail. And there's some things that I do, obviously, hold back on air if I think it's going to be too upsetting for you. And for many of you, you've heard me say, call me privately, and that's the reason why I
right,
do that, right?
Right.
So there you go. So you know what I want to do now, Jessica? You tell me if you think this is a good idea.
Okay.
I think we should bring our very favorite reader on right now, Celtic Cammy. What do you say?
Sounds great.
Let's see if we can find her in the queue. I'm pretty sure I'm going to make her go live now. Celtic Cammy, are you with us?
Yes, I am.
Wonderful. Well, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I want you to know that we're very happy that you're on tonight. We were looking forward to it, and I mentioned it with Jessica this afternoon, and she's like, oh, I like her so much. I'm
yeah,
so
I do.
Yeah.
Thank
and
you.
Cammy did some work for your son and helped him.
He did, and it helped him quite a bit, and I
yeah.
totally appreciate it, and he actually needs to call her again soon.
Yes,
he's
he
been
does.
A little
he
occupied.
Does.
So
yes,
yeah.
he does.
He does.
Yeah.
He does,
yeah.
and we'll have to talk about that
yeah.
at private.
Another
time. Another
time. Wonderful. Well, is there anything new and exciting going on in your life, Cammy, that you'd like to talk about?
Not really. My mother always said, when you talk of the devil, he'll step on your toes. And you know which devil I'm talking about.
Yeah.
And about half an hour before this show, I went on the show, that devil stepped on my toes with a vengeance. So, yeah.
Oh, again?
Yeah, the,
oh, I'm sorry to hear
yeah.
that.
Yeah. No.
That's not good. Is everything okay?
Yeah. Yeah, I just don't pay any attention.
I understand. I understand.
You know, I just let it go. It's not worth getting into anything about. So, yeah.
Understood.
But my mother
Understood.
Was right. When you talk of the devil, he steps on your toes.
On your toes. Well, let's give everybody a little bit of history about you, because you've been kind and gracious enough to be on another one of our shows that we've done before. Do you want to give just a little synopsis of who you are and your gifts?
Yeah, my gifts are passed down from both my both sides of my family, my father and my mother's. My father's mother was a healer. And my mother's mother was a psychic medium and a healer, too.
Wonderful.
And my lineage, well, they say I can trace my lineage back as far as the Picts, which were the first Celtic people.
Right. There you go. So Celtic meaning Irish or Scottish?
Scottish.
I was right.
You were right.
Okay.
My grandmother was actually born in Scotland.
Ah, there you go. See,
okay.
There you go. I Jessica and I were speaking, and I said, you know, she's from, you know, Scottish, and she said, I think it's Ireland. And so we had this long debate, and then we were trying to duplicate your accent, which we're known to do to everyone. So, and we were not.
And we did a terrible job of it, let me tell you.
So
and I
how
think
many,
it's going away, and I'm not going away.
You know what? I don't think your accent will ever go away, and nor do you want it to, because it's uniquely you. Don't you agree?
Well, yeah, in Canada, I get asked if I'm British, which I don't sound, or I get asked if I'm Australian. I never get asked where I'm, you know, something.
Hmm.
Or when people say to me, and I really get tired of this, they say to me, where are you from? Where's your accent from? Then I'll just
okay.
say Calgary.
Yeah. Yes. Calgary.
When you start a conversation and the first thing someone says, where's your accent from? You know?
Yeah. Well, my husband gets very frustrated. He has a very thick German accent. And
yeah,
when
German
we go
accent
to eat,
is very guttural.
Yes, it is very guttural. And I remember when we first got married, he said, you just want me for my accent. I'm like, honey, believe me, that wasn't a draw. Take my word for it.
No,
it's really not
no,
that great.
It's not a draw.
No,
it's
not at
all.
It's
very harsh.
It is.
It's a very
it's
harsh
like,
accent.
That's kind of how it sounds.
Yeah,
I
don't
sound like a monster.
I'm not particularly fond of it either. No.
No, I agree. So now I just have to ask him to be mute. That's all.
Don't speak.
Don't speak, honey. Just look good, okay? No, I would never do that. I do know that when we go out to eat sometimes, though, and I've seen this repeatedly, they'll come up to us and take our order. And as soon as he starts talking, they don't listen because they're trying to figure out where the accent's from.
Mm.
And so then they'll
yeah.
go, oh, I'm sorry, could you repeat that? It happens every single time. And he's like, so for now he says, you order because you know what's going to happen. Because they're so busy listening to the accent to try and figure out where
huh.
it's from, they don't listen to what he's saying. And it happens almost 100%
That's
of
weird.
The time. Yeah, and then they'll say, where are you from? And he'll say, Florida. Yeah. Yeah, sometimes
yeah,
he likes
well,
to say Alabama.
A German
because
Southern accent. That's interesting.
I know.
When I go to the drive-thru, they don't understand my order. And then they'll turn around and say, I don't understand. You have an accent. But 9 out of 10 times, the person from on the other side is from a different country too, you know.
Yes,
so how
yes.
they can say, I have an accent, I don't know. But yeah.
Yes. exactly. So I'll tell you what. Are you ready, Celtic Cammy, to do some reading?
Yes, I am. Yes.
Okay, let's do that. Folks, if you'd like to call in and get a mini angel reading, you can call us at 323-679-0882. We are live tonight. This is a live show, so definitely go ahead and dial in, 323-679-0882. I'm going to go ahead and take the first caller. And before I do that, I see someone in the queue, and I'm going to tell him that, Jay, I did not have my cell phone with me, and I apologize, but I just saw your message, and the answer to your question is yes, so you're good to go. So here we go. I'm going to take the first caller, and this caller is calling in from area code 504 with a prefix of 813. Welcome to the Christian Psychic Cafe.
Hi, how are you guys doing today?
Wonderful.
Good.
How are you?
Generally, I think I'm okay.
Oh, we know who this is. Wonderful. I'm so glad you called in tonight because we have Kelsey Cammy on the line, and she has never read for you.
She has.
She has?
You'll be happy to know that I think I know where my cat is.
Yeah. That's right. That's right. I remember that.
Oh, yes. You were missing your cat. Did you find your cat?
Yeah, I think I found both of them.
Okay.
They've been moving up a few blocks from me. A friend of mine lives a few blocks from me, and her neighbor has been feeding a gaggle of cats and has built, like, a little cat playroom onto his house for the cats.
Mm-hmm.
And so they decided one of my cats has moved onto her patio, and the other cat has moved into the cat playhouse.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, at least you know where they are.
Yeah. So they're contented to hang out and come home as they feel like it.
All right.
Wonderful.
That's good.
But they're, they're well fed and well cared for. So, I'm like, well, okay, if you guys want to socialize, be social.
Yeah, that's a nice thing. Tell me how Celtic Cammy and myself can help you this evening.
Okay, so now this is my new question today. So the financial issue of before sort of resolved itself. However, the financial horizon, are things going to get better? Because, you know, I'm happy that it resolved itself, but, like, I'd kind of like to get past the things resolving themselves to the point where I don't have to worry about things resolving themselves. And so I'm just trying to figure out, like, if that is there enough.
Do you want to know if your financial issues will resolve themselves?
Yeah, or, you know, like, before I'm 50, something.
Okay. I get that there will be more money for you, but it's not going to be a great deal, but it's going to make you more comfortable in the long run. You will be able to manage your money better, and you will have some to spare.
That will be good.
There's definitely going to be an improvement, yeah.
That's definitely good.
There's definitely going to be improvement. So do you have another question?
Okay, wow. So I'm looking to graduate next spring, which is, God willing, a good thing. And I'm trying to sort of make a decision between just going directly to the work field again versus graduate school versus law school. And I kind of keep shuffling between these three choices. And so if I could have some kind of direction, that would be...
No, you need to go on further. You need to study further. You definitely need to study further. You have great potential. You need to study further. To go back into the work field is not going to be good in the long run. You need to study further because you have potential to be someone that can, first of all, make a lot of money and that will be able to help people in the field you choose.
Okay.
I see you in law. You're going to do good in law.
Okay. Mm-hmm. No, that helps a lot, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Very good.
You will
I
do good
that.
In law.
I love that. And what other question do you have for Celtic Cammy this evening? I know you have another one.
I always have questions.
I know.
My life is a series of questions. Somewhere there's an answer. Okay. I'm thinking in the next year and a half, maybe thinking of having a child in the next year and a half. Because school's going to have to be done. So it's going to have to be at least post the spring. My undergraduate degree will have to be done. Do we have anything there?
I'm getting a little girl around you. I'm not going to give you exact time when she's going to arrive, but I am getting a baby girl around you.
Okay.
I definitely see a little girl. Because I read through spirit, my time and spirits have different times to us, but I definitely see a little girl around you.
that would be good. Because any future name I've thought of was were only girl names, and I thought, oh, if I had a boy, he's going to be really upset with this name. You know.
Well, so you I can tell you it's
like,
not a boy, it's a girl.
Like, people tend to get upset. So.
No, okay. It's a girl. It's not a boy.
Okay.
Wow. That's big news, isn't it?
Indeed. And I don't have to
yeah.
think of another name, which is good, because I was for life, and he was like, I don't know. He's going to be a boy named Jill or something, because it's all I'm going to have.
You're
going to
have your daughter. She's going to have fairly dark hair. Fairly dark hair, like almost curly, but she's going to have darkish hair. But you will have your daughter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so this is a good thing. Because I kind of like the name, but I really don't have to shoot another.
Beautiful.
All right, do you have another question?
No, I don't want to. I don't want to hold up the time. If you give me space, I'll ask 100. I want to keep looking at
We've got time for you to ask. You can ask another one. Go ahead.
You can ask another one.
Okay. In terms of graduate school, I was looking at one locally and then was looking at one that's still sort of local, but it would be a much farther move for me locally. So instead of, like, living in the same city, I would end up having to move. I think it's like a 3-hour distance from here.
You will go local. You will go local.
Okay. That
makes sense. Because remember what happened to Gilligan when it was supposed to be just a 3-hour tour.
That's like the story of my life. You don't understand. Everything starts out as a 3-hour tour, and then it's like, oh.
6 years later, right?
Yeah, like this is really complicated all of a sudden.
No, it will be local. It's going to be the best for you.
Okay, very good, very good.
Okay.
All right, well, I knew I would go to grad school then. That is, yeah.
Do you want to announce where that's going to be?
I think it's going to be Loyola.
Oh, I think that is a phenomenal idea. I actually know several people, clients, who are currently going there, and they love it.
Love it. Looking at graduate programs there online the other day, I was like, oh, I want to go to Loyola. This should be good. I won't even have to move. Like, this
right.
would be great.
I think that you'll do very well, and you definitely will excel, and you definitely have the mental capacity to handle this, whereas not everybody does. Some people have the drive but not the ability, and I think you have both. So I think you'll do really well also. Okay. And don't you want to ask Celtic Cammy about your love life? Because I know that question's sitting there waiting to come out.
Well, she already asked about the baby, so obviously there's got to be a man involved,
not
right?
Not necessarily, no.
At some point, yeah, but
not right now.
No. Okay,
no.
Yeah. Romantically, things are sort of at a stalemate, a still peak, a sharp plateau. Can we see anything on the horizon anytime?
Not with this
50?
Where you are. Not with this where you are. No, I don't. With what you have is not going to go on much longer. I'm sorry to say. Move apart. I do feel someone else will come into your life, possibly that you're going to meet when you go to study further.
Okay.
But as you said, things are at a stalemate right now, and that's where they've been for quite a while, and I don't see them getting any better.
Okay.
I'm being honest. I don't want to tell you
I
a fairy
agree.
Tale
like,
if I don't see a fairy tale. Yeah.
Yeah, that ship has sailed.
Yeah, it's sunk. It hasn't sailed. It's sunk.
Yeah. Yeah. It was the Gilligan's Island of.
Yeah, I'm telling you. It was a 3-hour
We're going with that
tour.
Whole
theme.
Yeah. I love it. That's so great and so funny. That's the one thing I really appreciate about Celtic Cammy is she's going to tell you what she sees She's not going to tell you just something to make you feel better.
She's not going to sugarcoat it.
She will never sugarcoat it. So there you go. All right, wonderful. But you do see a man in her future at some point in time, correct?
Yes, I do. She'll meet him when she goes to study further.
Okay,
great. I do see him. He's going to be in her class. He's going
great.
To be about 3 or 4 years older than her.
Ah.
He's going to be in her class. I don't think he comes from around the area. I think he's new to the area.
Okay.
That could be good.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. He has dark hair. Stands around 5'10" to 6 feet. He is always very neatly dressed. He has a little bit of a goatee or something, and he wears glasses when he's in class.
Okay.
Wow.
And you'll recognize him because he's got a really brilliant smile. You'll recognize him by his smile.
Okay.
Wow.
He's got a very big, broad smile, and he smiles with his eyes.
That's a good quality to have.
I would say so. And a very good description. So, you know, not that you're going to be looking for that person, but when somebody starts talking to you and you're like, I really think I like this guy, it's going to actually, like, just shoot into your mind what Celtic Cammy said. And then you're going to be like,
soul connection. He's your soul connection. He's not just a ship that's going to pass in the night and sink. He's your soul connection.
Beautiful.
Okay.
Oh, la la. I like this. This is good. Well, listen, that's been wonderful. Thank you so much for calling in. I hope you enjoyed Celtic Cammy's reading.
Oh, yeah, that was great. Thank you very much.
Oh, you're so welcome. We'll talk again
soon,
okay?
Okay.
Super. Take care.
Bye-bye.
She is one of our favorite callers. She's called in before. She is from New Orleans, and she is just a delightful human being, and you can feel her energy. She's just an awesome person.
Yeah. I'm glad she found a cat.
Oh, I know. I know, right? Because that would just be, when you live in, and she loves her animals. And I actually
think
having a child's a good idea because she has a very nurturing spirit. Yeah, very nurturing. Let's go ahead and take our next caller. That caller is calling in from area code 207 with a prefix of 752. Welcome to the Christian Psychic Cafe.
Hi.
Hi, who's calling?
This is Dina.
Dina, well, hi, Dina, and you're calling from the great state of Maine, correct?
I am.
Okay, wonderful. Yeah. Well, we are fortunate enough to have Celtic Cammy on with us tonight. So go ahead and ask your questions. We're ready.
Well, mine is about love life. What's going to happen in my love life? I recently kind of connected with a guy, but not sure how that's going to go.
Cammy?
Yeah, I'm asking the question. I feel that right now it's all new. It's like... almost like a baby learning to walk, but it's baby steps, but it will go forward. It will go forward. I'm not promising you marriage, but I am seeing a good relationship for you.
With this person? Well, I'm supposed to meet up with him this weekend. Will that happen?
I'm getting yes.
Because he's really terrible at communicating as far as phones.
Yeah, I feel it will be on the spur of the moment.
Which part? We planned on meeting, but I can't seem to get a hold of him to kind of confirm it.
I definitely see it will be a last-minute thing, a last-minute. It's not going to be something that he's going to plan days ahead. It will be a last-minute thing.
Like we're supposed to meet up on Friday.
I don't get Friday. I get later on in the weekend, not Friday.
Mm-hmm. I'm
Friday.
Gonna agree with that. I'm getting like Tuesday of next week.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, that's bizarre because I have to go actually drive 3 hours to go meet him, and
mm-hmm.
so therefore I have to drive back. Mm.
But
and
when
so
he
I have
calls
to know
you,
on my
you'll address. Go right away, and you know you will, because you very
yeah.
much want to see him.
Hmm. Yeah, but I have a business here at 3 hours from that place, so I can't just kind of guess at it. You know what I'm saying? That's, I guess that's what
I
I'm
know.
Trying to ask. Yeah.
I feel you're still going to
I know Sunday he will communicate with you for sure, some way or other. I'm getting Sunday.
But I'd have to drive up Friday. this is the question. I have to drive up Friday because we planned on Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Yeah,
and so
well,
if I don't
know Sunday you will have Sunday there will be interaction for sure.
Mm.
So I don't know when he's going to contact you or what, but I see Sunday as being significant in all of this.
Huh. Mm, interesting. I guess I'm missing it because I have to know before Friday before I drive up 3 hours. That's my question. Will I know before Friday whether to drive up 3 hours or not?
I don't think so. Cammie, what
so
do you
mean? I might drive up 3 hours and then be disappointed. If I'm disappointed, I don't want to see him, I guess.
Yeah, naturally.
Naturally, yeah.
Hmm.
But I get Sunday has been significant in all of this.
Hmm.
I don't get Friday. I do not get Friday. I'm sorry. I just don't get it.
Hmm. Hmm. So then the larger question is, beyond that, is he's worth the putting time into, I guess?
I get that if you want it bad enough, it can happen. But I also want you to know in the beginning it's going to be really baby steps. It's going to be like taking 3 steps forward, 2 steps back. It will stabilize into a relationship. But as I said, it's not a marriage or that. I just see a relationship.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Can I say something?
It's going to take a lot of work.
Mm.
Tina, is there another woman in this man's life?
That's what be my other question. Like he just left a 12-year
mm-hmm.
relationship, and then there was somebody else he was interested in, and he said that's over. That's what I'm wondering.
Well, he's got a lot of baggage around him. He's definitely got things from his past that he carries around him.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to say that I sense another female plays an important role tugging at his
mm-hmm.
heart in his life.
Yes.
So that does definitely can come into play here. The other mm-hmm. thing that I'm seeing is that he's being a little indecisive right now.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
I'm also sensing that there's a part of him that is kind of waiting to the 12th hour, if you will. Because he's anticipating either getting a call, not from you, but from someone else, and he's not sure what to do. Now, I don't want you to take this as a negative for your relationship because, you know, everything's a process, and when you leave a 12-year marriage, it's a process, right? It takes time, and so I kind of feel like he needs some time to be able to build some... I guess the word is confidence in just being alone, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And making
mm-hmm.
these decisions. And so I don't want you to get waylaid by the thought that if he doesn't follow through with this weekend, that he's not going to be part of your life.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what I said. That's baby steps, yeah.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, well, he's the one that came chasing me. I didn't want anything to do with him. He came chasing me.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean that you can't allow him to take those baby steps and grow slowly, because the slower this relationship grows, the stronger it will grow.
Mm.
And you want a solid foundation. You know, I always say to people, you don't want something that burns bright and then burns out. You want something that
right.
gradually builds, because that's a strong foundation, you know. You want to reach the point where when he says he's going to call, you know he's going to call. It's not even a question.
Right, for sure. I don't want any more crap. Yeah.
No. So it's going to take a little bit of time, but I see that it will eventually happen.
Yeah, I've been through enough of the people say what they're going to do and they don't do. And so the first sign of it, I'm ready to run.
Right. I understand that. And I don't blame you, as a matter of fact. But because sometimes we're always afraid history is going to repeat itself. But the reality is, and logically we know, if we don't put ourselves out there, how could we ever find true love?
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
So you know the answer. It's just, you know, being brave enough to put yourself out there.
Yeah, which I do.
I know you do. Probably. But like right now you're a little scared, and I understand that. But remember, go slow. A 12-year relationship that ends sometimes is worse than a death, because, you know, in death you don't have a choice. But when a 12-year relationship ends, somebody made a choice. Sometimes that's even worse, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I agree.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. All right, Dina. I hope this has been helpful to you.
But I guess the logic question is, I need to know if I'm going to be happy in a relationship or this relationship, whatever that may be. Soon.
I see that you will finally be happy, yes. You will finally find the happiness you want. You will.
Mm-hmm. With this person?
But as I said, I can't promise you marriage with this man.
You won't be happy.
It's going to be a relationship. It's going to be a relationship.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So have the patience. Oh, boy.
Patience is God's gift to mankind. And I think he gave some more than to others. I wish I'd gotten a little bit more, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, Dina, thank you so much for calling in. I hope this has been helpful for you. And please keep in touch and let us know how this worked out for you, okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome. God bless and take care.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And, Cammy, just so our listeners know, if they want to contact you or call you and get a private reading, how could they do that?
They can contact me via my email, which is Celtic, and then CAMY@gmail.com, all one. And they can contact me through my website, CelticCammy.org, or my direct line at home is 403-452-9755. And I do call them. They just need to tell me they're looking for me, and I will call them. I call people throughout the world.
Perfect. Perfect. So it doesn't matter where they're from. They could be from Scotland.
As long as
or
they
Ireland.
Have a landline. A landline I call throughout the world. A cell phone I call throughout North America.
Okay, wonderful. Great. Because I know that a lot of people really enjoyed when you were on last time and they asked how they could get a hold of you.
Mm-hmm.
So I wanted to make sure that they have an opportunity to do that. Let's go ahead and take our next caller. This caller is calling in from area code 719 with a prefix of 320. Welcome to the Christian Psychic Cafe.
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
Absolutely.
My name is
Where are you
Julia?
Calling? Julia.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm calling from Florida.
Florida? What part of Florida?
It's on the outskirts of Kissimmee, around the Disney area.
Yes, wonderful. You know that. Your location and where our studio is only about 30 minutes apart.
Oh, wow. Cool.
Yeah. We're right out of
Man,
Central
is
Florida.
It hot here.
I know. It's been awful. I mean, sometimes people will call me during their lunch hour, and they'll do their reading during their lunch hour. And especially for my local clients, they're like, I've got to turn on the air and run the car. I can't take it.
Yeah, I know.
All right, Julia, what questions would you like to ask Celtic Cammy and I for this evening?
Well, I had a question about relocating. I actually live in Colorado now, but I'm here in Florida because my mom's having some health stuff. And I'd like to move probably maybe by the end of the year. I just don't really have a direction. What I'm looking for mainly is that feeling of home where, you know, I can go there and feel like, yeah, I can live here for a while. You know, I don't have that after a couple of years. I got to go. So,
right. Understood.
So that and also new love coming into my life. I'd like to find that special someone. So.
Okay.
Well, your first question, you will definitely relocate. I see the it'll come up around November.
Okay.
You will be firmly relocated into, and I don't know Florida much, but where I see water around you. I see quite a few trees. I see grass, and I see a building, like a condo or something. And I definitely see you're going to hear about this place by September, October. You're going to know about this place, and you're going to know it's the place where you want to live. And it's going to, most of all, it will feel like home. It's not very far from where your mother is.
Oh, okay. So in Florida. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's going to be good for you because you're going to be close to her and it will feel like home to you. In fact, you will be staying there quite a while.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So do you have other questions around it?
Yeah, I was wondering about new love coming into my life. That special person, you know.
All right. Well, your new love comes in after your relocation. Your new love comes in around January, February. They come in after your relocation. I see that they have a very kind soul, a very generous heart, a very giving nature, and they're really not that far off because January, February is not that far off. I do see a very stable, happy relationship for you with this person.
Oh, wonderful. That sounds great. Thank you.
Because I feel you've been on your own quite some time. And this is going to be the best for you.
Oh, nice.
Now, can I ask a question, Julia, because I'm getting something and I'm looking to validate it and I want to see how I can.
Okay.
And it's the oddest thing. And this might seem like a weird thing for me to say, but, you know, if you've listened to my show, you know that's to be expected. Okay. So the first question I have for you, I'm seeing something. Were you involved? Okay, first, are you retired now?
No, not yet. No.
You're working towards that. Correct.
Well, I'm actually, once I relocate, I'll be going back into the workforce.
Mm-hmm. Okay. The reason why I say this is I have this really strange feeling, and I don't always give an exact location, but I want you to check a place out. And it's not that far. Somebody who used to be a good friend of mine actually lives not too far from there, and it's called DeLongia, Georgia. I think I'm pronouncing it correctly. I don't know why I feel like this is a place you should go. I feel like you would find it's a small, small community in the mountains of Georgia, and I think it's important for you not to have flat land all around you.
Okay.
And I feel that
you
will
spell it?
Oh, God, I was afraid you'd ask me that. I'll tell you what, I'm going to have to... No, that's okay. It'll take
it one
me a
more
minute.
Time.
I wish I could. It's D-A-H-L-O-N as in Nancy, E-G-A. And this is a smaller town, but it thrives with not only tourism, but I don't know why, it just it called out to me. The second you said you were looking for that hometown feel, I feel like you will find that specialness that you're looking for. And somehow I think that you'll get involved in business there, and I can't explain why. Do you have a particular hobby?
Nothing that comes to mind. I actually went to school for interior design,
yeah,
but
that's
I didn't
why.
Want
that's exactly.
Actually,
stop
like,
right there. That's why. DeLongia, Georgia is nothing but antique shops, okay, and little quaint little shops for decorating with neat little stuff. That's kind of the direction I was going in, but I didn't want to, I wasn't sure. I just feel like this is where you're supposed to be. Like, you can go there and work in any one of those shops. You would love it because it's, and they have really quality pieces of furniture, really high end, but you would thrive there. I can't explain it. And what's cool is you're not that far from where you are now. I'm not going to guess how many hours. I'm thinking 8 to 10 hours maybe, but you could actually drive up there and spend the weekend and kind of get a feel for it.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
Yeah, so again, DeLongia, Georgia, and I just think of, I don't know, that's the words that kept coming into my head. So I've only been blessed with seeing pictures of the place, but I know it's where you're supposed to be. So give it a check, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
What a weird thing for me to say, right? I know.
Yeah, and there's water and lots of trees.
Yes,
yeah,
yes,
trees.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah, for me, to be around green and trees and grass, that's important to me. I mean, you know, a lot of people are like deserty type people, but I'm not a desert person. I need to see the green. I need to see the trees and the grass and,
well,
yeah.
And water. Water would be great, too.
And the building you to look for is like a reddish building. Wherever you're going to live is red.
Oh,
the building
okay.
on the outside, it's almost red, yeah. Red, orangey color.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Beautiful. Great.
Excellent.
Great.
It's an older
building. That there was a gold rush there in DeLongia, during the gold rush times of the 1840s. So there's that goes on there. But there's also a lot of Native American things. They have wine vineyards there. I'm telling you, this is right for you.
Oh, wow.
You'll see.
That
it's
sounds
just,
cool.
I can't explain it. It's a feel. And you can thank Susie for that, for turning me on to this place, because it's really cool. Okay?
Thank you, Susie.
There you go.
That's awesome. All right.
Alrighty,
well, thank you
super.
Both so much. I appreciate it. And have a great evening, ladies.
You're welcome.
You,
you too.
Too.
God bless.
Thank
All
you.
Right.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye now. Cammie, you good to keep going?
Yeah, I'm good.
Good, wonderful. We'll go ahead and take our next caller. This one looks like they're calling in from area code 708 with a prefix of 388. Welcome to the Christian Psychic Cafe.
Hello?
Okay, so what we'll do is this person has called in, it looks twice, so maybe one of those calls were dropped. We'll try this one here, and hopefully this one will work. Hello, 708-388, welcome to the show.
Hi, can you hear me?
Oh, we yes. sure can. What's your first name?
Awesome, my name is Sue.
Hi,
Sue, how are
okay.
you?
I'm good. How are y'all tonight?
Good.
Fabulous. Where are you calling from?
The Chicago area.
Chicago, part of the town. Okay, I had to, you know, come on. Jessica won't let me sing normally. She says I'm not allowed to.
Yes, if you can see me, I'm rolling my eyes right now.
Yeah, it's not one of my, I've gotten a lot of spiritual blessings. Singing was not one of them. What question can we answer for you tonight?
I recently met somebody new. I started a new job about 2.5 months ago. And his name is Jose, and I'm curious what the near possible future holds for us.
Well, as long as he's not Spanish, there's no problem. I'm only kidding. With the name Jose, I'm just guessing. Okay, yeah. Go ahead, Tammy. I'm sorry. I couldn't resist.
Well, he is. He has someone around him still that's still holding on to him. But next year the decision will be made finally. It will start before then. But finally the next year it will be made for him to go on his own way. And there will be a relationship between the two of you. Between now and next year, things will start to move forward. Not into a physical relationship as such, but the feelings will get stronger for each other and things will look up for you.
Awesome. That sounds great. I mean, yeah, I do know he has a girlfriend, so I have been, you know, not pursuing in that sense.
Which is very wise, yeah. Mm-hmm. It has to come from him. He has to take the steps towards you. And it's good that you're not pursuing it, but I do see the relationship for you.
That's great. That's awesome. Because he seems like a nice guy, and it would be, and you think that we'll have the opportunity to be friends first to kind of get to know each other.
Yes, I do. I do. I just feel he has to cut these ties where he's at, and it's going to take some time for him to cut them. But
okay.
Once they cut, there's going to be no obstacles in your way.
Oh, great.
But we'll hear what Dr. Jenny says on it.
Hmm. Okay. Very good. And is there anything else you'd like to ask this evening, Sue?
Actually, it's pretty much just about him.
Well, you made it easy. So let me ask you a question, okay?
Sure.
Actually, I'm gonna dial it back just a little bit. I'm not gonna ask your question. I'm gonna share something that the angels are sharing with me. They're telling me that you need to look at your diet just a little bit more closely. Is that something you've been thinking about?
It is.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They're saying that you need to look at it a little bit more closely because, for health reasons, they know that you could do a better job and you'll just be happier with how you feel and mobility and everything else. So that's their suggestion. And I was the unfortunate one that had to deliver that message because who wants to be told they have to eat better? Gosh, that's
yeah, right.
Fun.
Well, I interestingly enough, I just started walking about a month ago.
Oh, good. Very good.
So that is pardon the pun, but a step in the right direction, you know.
Oh, no. I'm all about puns.
Yeah. So,
please.
I mean, it does make me feel better, so, you know.
It does, and what they're saying is watch, is it fried food or sweets? Because they're showing me something, no, it's salty foods. They're showing me
mm-hmm.
something that you like to eat. That is just, it's so radically bad for you. And
well,
and you know it, and you try to limit it, right? But
well,
you're not.
You know, all those three things you mentioned, I like.
Mm-hmm.
So which one is it?
Well, I started out with they were giving me fried foods, but then they're like, no, it's sweets, and then they went to salt. So what I'm guessing is it is a smorgasbord.
It's everything.
Unfortunately, right? Yes, okay.
You know, listen, for all of us, I don't know if you are a reality TV fan at all or not, but we were watching Honey Boo Boo, which some people either have a visceral response of I hate it or they love it, right? But I was watching it because anytime a kid has six fingers on one hand, I got to watch it, okay? So I'm watching it, and they had a bridal shower or a commitment ceremony shower, and they were serving pizza. And I remember my girl saying, oh, gosh, that's terrible. They should have nicer food. And I'm thinking, that's my idea of heaven. Pizza, soda, I'm thrilled. It's a very unhealthy diet, and I can't eat it often,
mm-hmm.
but it sure is nice to eat, let's face it. The good stuff tastes good. But I guess the point is what the angels are trying to say is stay away from those things because you ultimately will feel so much better if you do, and it will lengthen your life by leaps and bounds, I can promise
you.
Okay. Not that they're giving me any warnings here. They're just saying, do it and you'll feel better.
Okay.
See, aren't they
and
great?
And you need to take a handful of sea salt and 3 drops of lavender oil and bath in it 3 to 4 times a week.
All right, say that recipe again.
A handful of sea salt. The not the soft running one, you know, the coarse sea salt.
Uh-huh.
And I'm not talking about a fistful, like just a handful.
Okay.
And then 3 drops of lavender oil. The sea salt will help with everything that's bothering you, and the lavender oil will calm and relax you. And between the two of them are really good for healing.
What do I do with? I don't eat that, right?
No,
like
you're bathing it. You bath in it 3 times.
You put it in your bathtub.
Okay.
Yeah, you'd have a really hard time eating
it. I'm like,
it,
wow, that sounds pretty gross. I don't know.
But if you're constipated, let me tell you, that's probably
that would work.
It's really relaxing. It's calming. It's soothing. It helps with weight loss. It does so many things.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah.
That sounds like a great recipe. Okay.
Yeah, it's a very old healing recipe.
Mm-hmm. Awesome.
Oh. Yeah. Well, I've written that down. So a handful of sea salt and 3 drops of lavender oil 3 to 4 times a week, okay?
Yeah.
And
because
that does it.
When we have things that bother us, because mm-hmm. we pick up negative energies, and negative energies is inclined to put weight on us.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
So sea salt takes that off. But the lavender oil calms you. So the two work together very well. So, yeah.
Oh,
interesting.
What a great idea. Now, I know
very old, very old remedy, but it always works.
Awesome. I will definitely give that a whirl. Plus, it's getting colder, so.
Right, it's getting to be bath time weather, right?
Mm-hmm. So, Jenny, did you have any thoughts on Jose?
I do have thoughts on Jose, and I'm going to say I concur mostly with what Cammy said. I do feel that Jose is going to welcome commitment at some point in time here. Okay.
From me?
Yes.
Okay.
I do feel that that's coming your way, and I feel like it's just a matter of time. It's kind of like that, I like to call it that stubbornness thing where, and men and women both do it, but it's kind of like they just have to reach the point where they realize their life is going to be a whole heck of a lot better with you than without you, and what the heck were they thinking, and they better jump on board. And that's kind of what happens sometimes. We see this where, like, people are, like, dragging their feet in the mud about relationship and commitment, and then all of a sudden they realize, man, what am I doing? You know, I have the greatest thing right in front of me. And then they just bolt towards you at a great speed, and then it scares you a little bit because you're like, what the heck just happened? Okay, you were, like, dragging your feet. It was like pulling a dead donkey up a hill, and now all of a sudden, you know, you're running towards me. So it gets a little freaky scary sometimes. But the truth is, it's because it finally clicked. The light went off in their head, so they're coming for you, and that's a good thing. So I do see that this is going to happen.
Now, you know, and this is pretty common with most people where you see people that are in relationships that you know they're not happy in because, oh, to end it would be such a hassle. You know, I mean, these people have so many different reasons for hanging on to the wrong people.
Absolutely. I've seen it.
You know, and I know they live together, which makes the dynamic a little more difficult.
Right.
So, I mean, you know, so that's what you're saying, he's going to overcome that.
I do feel that way. The only thing that I also have to say, though, there is a certain amount of karma that comes with wishing something evil for something else. And I want to put this out there, and I know Cammy feels the exact same way I do. It's something we've discussed. When you want something that could negatively impact another person, that's not something you can hope or pray for or wish for, because that's putting out negative. That's putting out bad karma. So what I want you to hope for, pray for, ask for, whether you pray to God or the divine or creator, is for both yours and his best and highest good to be served. Do you agree, Cammy?
Yes, I do. Yeah. I always talk about karmic lessons because I always tell people you cannot build your happiness on someone else's unhappiness. And what I am saying now is he will come to her and in his own space, in his own time, and to not go after what is not hers right now. He is coming, but don't pursue it on too many levels right now. Let him come in his time when he's really free. And he will come. He is coming. Because
well,
you don't want to
be
paying him karmic lessons.
Right,
you don't,
but we
you,
can be
you,
friends.
You'll be friends, yes.
Okay.
Friends is good.
Okay.
But don't take it further than friends because
no.
You don't want karmic lessons. You've had a lot of hurt and disappointment in that. You don't want to take it further. So,
No. Yeah.
Just stay friends. Friends is great.
Okay.
Yeah.
Perfect. Great advice. And I think you can do something with this advice, Sue, because you're smart and you know exactly what you need to do. So keep walking. Eat a little healthier. And that'll make a huge change, not only in your health, but also in your confidence, self-confidence. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Yeah. There you go. Okay,
I know,
wonderful.
Especially because, you know, my father has diabetes. And so it's something that I've been conscious of for several years because of it.
Right. Yep.
I can appreciate that.
I had a mother who was diabetic and a grandmother who was diabetic. And so it's one thing that you always in the back of your mind, you know, if we're not careful, that could be, you know, our history as well. And we don't want it to be, right?
No, not at all.
So eat healthier and you'll be a lot better off for it.
Okay, I will do it.
Okay.
Well, you ladies have a lovely evening. I certainly appreciate your time.
Oh, you're welcome. God bless you. Thank you for calling
in. You're very welcome.
And good luck with Jose.
Yeah, I appreciate that. And send some of that warm Florida weather to Chicago. It's cold here.
If I could, I would, believe me.
Okay.
Take care, Sue. God bless.
All right, have a good night.
Bye-bye. You too.
Bye.
Oh, I like Sue. She has good energy. Do you feel that?
Yeah, I know Sue.
Oh, you know Sue. Okay, there you go. Perfect. Okay.
Yeah.
She has some very good energy. I like that. You know.
Yeah, she has very, very good energy. And I told her to also get your opinion on everything tonight. So, yeah, I'm very happy she did.
I am too, and I think that I think she'll do well. I think she'll make better choices in lots of different areas in her life.
And she listens to advice. She doesn't just let it go in one ear and out the other.
Which is always especially nice, right? Because that's,
yes,
that's
good.
Kind of important.
Mm-hmm.
I want to mention talking a little bit about food and eating better and nutrition. There's a book that came out, and I think it's really interesting because it's called Rich Food, Poor Food, The Ultimate Grocery Purchasing System. And,
mm-hmm.
and it's by Jason and, I forget his wife, Mira Carlton, C-A-L-T-O-N. And what they did was put together a book that anybody can pick up, and they've got what they call a Fab 14. And these are the 14 different things that you could do to drastically live a healthier lifestyle. And the most important thing is to stay away from GMO, is it genetically modified crops,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
It's just so unhealthy for you. And people don't realize that the corn that they eat and that's fed to the animals, they are eating food and things that is genetically modified.
Mm-hmm.
People don't realize that when they go to the store and buy shredded cheese, that the thing that they keep in the cheese bag that you don't know about is kind of like it's wood fiber. Believe it or not,
mm-hmm.
It extends the shredded cheese's life, the shelf life, and it absorbs the moisture. And people don't realize that it's like a cellulose powder, right? Which is made from wood pulp, and it's indigestible. You cannot digest it. So if you get a chance, pick up their book because it's great, and it tells you how to figure out if an item in the grocery store is organic or not.
Really?
Now, here in the United States, it was really interesting because in the United States, any time you have the conventional produce, it has a four-digit PLU label, like Paul, Larry, Uncle, PLU label.
Mm-hmm.
And organic produce has a five-digit PLU label beginning with the number 9. So if it begins with a number 8, it is not organic.
Hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So as long as it's a 5 PLU number that begins with 9. It is organic, which means there's no GMO, no genetically modified products. Yeah, I thought it was really interesting, and I pulled that out because I did want to mention that. I knew I'd have a chance tonight at some point in time, and there we had it. So yay,
wow.
So good.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, Cammie, if you're still good, I'm still good. Let's go ahead and take our next caller.
Okay.
You still have some energy in you?
Yeah, I have plenty.
Wonderful. Here we go. We'll take our next caller, which is calling in from area code 717 with a prefix of 729. Welcome to the Christian Psychic Cafe.
Hi, Dr. Jenny. And
well, hello.
Hi.
I haven't talked to you guys for a while. This is George from up in Pennsylvania.
George.
Oh, hi,
wow.
George.
So good to hear from you.
And before we go any further, I finally did it back in April.
You did? You sold it?
No, I put a ring on her finger.
No, he asked her.
No way.
Put a ring on it. Oh, my gosh, I'm so glad.
Well, it's about time, George.
I'll have
gosh,
to send you a picture on Facebook.
Yeah,
please
that's
do.
Exciting.
Oh, my gosh. And it's Stacy, right?
Right. Yeah, it only took 11 years.
She is a patient woman, let me tell you.
The patience of Job, this woman, let me tell you.
I told her I wasn't sure if she was the right one. That's what took me long.
George, let me tell you something. Kiss the ground she walks on, okay?
I do, believe me.
God bless. That's fantastic. That's good news. Well, you're lucky you have Celtic Cammie as our guest reader tonight as well, so you'll get a little bit of advice from both of us. So this is a good time for you to have called in. So how can we help you tonight?
Well, I've got my usual question, have concerns when my business and my rental property are going to sell. I've been hoping and praying for such a long time, and we're still here.
Right.
Well, when I asked the question, I got not for some time, and I'm going to look at it further.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'm getting 6, which is probably 6 months, because if it was 6 weeks, I wouldn't have got not for some time. So I'm getting 6. And that is probably around 6 months.
Okay.
Then I definitely see a firm offer coming your way.
Is that on the business or the rental property? Can you tell?
That's for the property. That's for the property. In the business... The business will be around 9 months, but the property will go first.
How close to what I'm asking am I going to get for the business? Do you know?
You won't get your asking price, but I'm getting that it will be. The loss will be less than 5%, around 2.5%, 3% from what you're asking.
Okay. I could live with that.
Yeah, you're not going to take a great loss on it. You're just going to be happy to get rid of it. So it's whatever it sells for, you're going to be happy with the price.
It'll be like winning the lottery, just the freedom to be away and not have to work 11 hours a day, 6 days a week. We're just burnt out and tired. I'm sorry?
You've been patient and it's coming to you. You've been patient and it's coming to you. Within 9 months, it will be gone.
Good. It's just been a long time coming, and we're ready and burnt out and don't have the burn and desire that we used to when we took over almost 10 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So you see everything working out good with both of the properties then?
Yeah, both of them will go. They won't be a problem for you. Before the end of next year, they'll be gone. Long
Thank
before the
much.
End of next year.
I've been hoping and praying every night, and I know it's not always on our time, and that's the hardest part is the waiting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
you know what
it's
I think?
On our time.
I think that I think a step had to be made in one other direction before this other thing could come to fruition. And I think you did that when you put a ring on it. I really do. Because it's kind of like you were waiting for one thing to happen, and I think maybe the divine was waiting for another thing to happen.
Right.
You know, because there is no such thing as perfect love. There's no such thing as the perfect time to get married or to have a baby. It's just no perfect time for that.
Right.
It has to be when it is, period. And I think that always waiting for the perfect time, No, they never come and it never happens. And I think that was a life lesson that you needed to make. Well, the perfect time, it doesn't exist. If you love someone, tell them at that moment. If you want to commit to them, commit to them. Don't wait for the perfect time. And I truly think that that had to be done.
You know, I've been through an awful lot in my life, and I have a hard time trusting people. And when I met Stace, it just felt right. And I was afraid to take that next step, but I'm glad that I did.
I'm so glad, too. Is she there with you?
She's your...
She just walked in. She just came back. I'll let her know you asked about her.
Let her know that Jessica was jumping up and down when you told when you said it.
Well, as soon as we get off, I'll put a picture of it on your Facebook page for you so you can see it.
Great. I appreciate that very, very much. Please do. Tell her I said congratulations. And we are hoping and praying those businesses, that business and that house sells as quick as humanly possible. But I really think you got through the major hurdle.
I'm glad to hear that.
You know things are going to work out. That you always knew things were going to work out. It just has taken forever.
I don't give up, but sometimes you think it's right around the corner and you just got to keep going.
You do got to keep going. But there's something else. You also had to come to the conclusion that you've earned the right to be where you are. And my prayer for you has always been to be able to stand up proud in that location and hold your head high. And you know what I'm talking about.
I do.
So that you take back your personal pride and your personal strength. Because it was stripped away from you, it was stolen from you, and you deserve to have it back.
I think I just recently got that, like, a couple days ago.
Really?
I just finally realized that I believe I did.
Fantastic. So then watch how things just go wham. You watch.
We're moving forward and not looking back.
Exactly. And I always say that God has our life is like a puzzle, and each piece has to be snapped in before the next piece can happen. And sometimes
right.
we try to force those other pieces because we want to build that puzzle really quick to get to that next piece. But God says, not going to happen. First, let me put these pieces in the way they're supposed to, in my time, the way it's supposed to unfold. I really think if you felt that has happened now and you took back your personal pride, something very pivotal will happen to you. You watch.
It took an awful long time for me to... I was hurting pretty bad, but it's time to move forward and don't look back.
Exactly right. Because, number one, you can't go back. You can't change anything. You can't vindicate what was never to be vindicated. I mean, there was innocence all the way. You know, and so what can you do? You have to move forward, but you have to move forward with a sense of pride in who you are and know it in your heart.
And I've still got this burning desire when we get out of here to write my book and be able to tell my story to the world. Not only I think it's going to help me a lot, but hopefully I can help somebody else that went through what I did and say, you know, I can move on and get through this.
I have to agree with you, and I think it would be phenomenal if you could do that. I really do.
I definitely am going to do that.
And
but
I hope I'm on that list when you write the book, because I definitely want to read it.
Absolutely. It'll be a good one.
I agree. I agree, George. I'm so glad. These were the things that needed to happen. So now get ready for the rest of the puzzle pieces to start snapping into place.
Mm-hmm. I will do that. And as soon as we hang up here, I'll send you that picture. And I thank everybody for your time.
Oh, you're welcome, George.
You're very welcome.
Listen, God bless you. And you tell Stacy we said hello.
Yeah, congratulations.
I will. Thank you.
Okay, take care. Bye-bye. George is a great guy. George probably was one of our first callers 3 years ago.
Oh, yeah, long ago.
Yeah. He's a mm-hmm. wonderful man, and he has been through a hell and a torture in his life, and I won't give any details away, just to say that when we are accused of something that's really heinous and we haven't done it, and we're not guilty of it, and it was just a horrible experience for him.
Yeah,
and,
I can see he's been through a great deal.
Yeah, yeah. So we're very happy. This is good news for him, and I think we're going to see some pivotal moments in the next 60 days in his life. That's what I think. So, and he's going to post a picture on my Facebook, which is Ginny Counselor. It's mm-hmm. under Ginny Counselor because they wouldn't let me put Dr. Ginny, so I just put Ginny Counselor. Everyone knows me as Dr. Ginny. So I just put Ginny Counselor. And if anybody wants to see George's beautiful ring that he got Stacy, which is I know done with love, go there and check it out. Okay, so we're going to take our next caller here. But before we do, Jessica, do you have any questions for Cammie? Because I know Jessica told me she was going to ask you a question.
Well, yes. My usual question for Cammie, I am, of course, looking for love, and I've been dating here and there for the past, well, a while, and just wondering when Mr. Perfect is going to come along, Cammie.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Before the end of the year.
Before the end of the year.
Mm-hmm.
All right. This year, you're talking about this year.
This year.
Okay.
Before the end of this year, I see leaves changing, so he's before the winter.
Okay.
I don't know if your leaves change, but what I'm seeing is leaves changing. Leaves dropping and leaves changing, so it's before the end of this year. Yeah, before the winter.
Okay. Wow, that's good stuff, because they do change here. The
he's coming very unexpectedly, mm-hmm. too.
Can you tell if he's dressed like a fireman?
That's a funny question.
Hey, everybody's
do you get a fireman?
She wants a fireman.
I've always wanted a fireman. It's just, you know, typical female fantasy, but...
Okay, you ask firemen, and I saw a helmet, like a hard hat thing. That's all I saw.
A hard hat.
Wow.
Yeah, it's red, I think. Oh, yeah. Wait, let me concentrate on it. There's a lot of red around you. Why is there a lot of red around you?
Well, I don't know.
Red.
Something. Red is courage, bravery, yeah.
Victory.
Mhm. There's definitely a helmet.
A helmet.
Whatever he is, he wears this hard hat helmet with his peak on it or something. But yeah, I do see it.
Okay.
Wow.
Well, that's exciting.
I can't say he's a fireman, but he's got a helmet.
All right. Well, there's hope. There's hope for a firefighter,
that's
right?
That's pretty good. Now, I will tell you that people with a red aura, which is what I think Cammie's reading, are always looking for new adventures,
mm-hmm.
which is
uh-huh.
definitely who you are. You're
uh-huh.
very adventurous with travel.
Mm-hmm.
And also, I don't even know if I want to say this out loud, You are very adventurous as a sexual partner, probably. It would be, that's what it
There's
means.
There's a lot
I'm
of red around her.
Okay.
There's lots and lots of red around her.
Yeah, I see that, and I agree with you. It's kind of a I'll try anything once attitude
mm-hmm.
when you have a red aura.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing is it also means that you have a very enthusiastic way of looking at things.
That's true.
You know, and that you're very strong of mind and body, and you don't give in when you get sick. That's another
that
thing.
That is true.
Right? Okay.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. And people
and
with a predominant...
going to attract your firemen.
Yes, I think so.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I agree. I agree. I see
the
a fireman
flames
in your
are
future.
Red or something, but I see red around you. Yeah.
Or you're going to marry a pyromaniac. I'm not sure.
Hey, that's really helpful.
We don't wish that one on you. We don't wish that
no,
one on you.
No, definitely not.
A pyromaniac, wow.
No,
you'd
Anna,
have,
you'd
be spending him time visiting him behind bars all the time.
Yeah,
huh?
Right.
We don't wish
right.
that on you.
Definitely not. No, but I do see the red as well, and I agree with her. So, but that you don't know how much that fits Jessica to a T. The
it
red
does.
Aura.
Yeah, it does.
It very very much does. Yeah. As a matter of fact, I do aura photos sometimes, and I'm just out of curiosity here. I'm going to try something here real quick while I've got everybody listening.
Oh well, everybody can. Who cannot see what you're doing.
I know, but I'm taking an aura photo of Jessica as we speak, and I'm just curious to see how that's going to come up, because I think it'll come up quite interestingly, actually. Have you ever done aura photos, Tammy?
No, I just see them in my mind.
Mm-hmm. I just see the person's
aura around me. Whenever someone, sometimes people have tried to take photos of me, and then a rainbow color aura comes out around me.
Really?
Ah, see?
And that's Archangel Raziel. Archangel Raziel is one of my guardian angels, and he's a protector of secrets, and he has that color aura. So it's quite funny.
Okay, see? Well, I think that I feel very strongly that the red aura is right on the money with her. The one other thing that I do see a little bit with her, just a little bit, I also see a little bit of a white aura coming from her.
What does that mean?
It actually means you're very spiritual. It means
That's
you're very
true.
Intuitive.
Mm-hmm.
And at times there's a little bit of a darker aura. But that just means that you have an inability to let go of a past grudge or a past hurt, which might everyone has that a little bit. But I see a white aura, and but predominantly red and white. So
I'm a candy cane.
You're
yeah,
fireman.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Of all the people you want to marry, a fireman, really.
I know, isn't that crazy? I don't know why.
Like I said, everybody...
Did you ever see the firefighter calendars, Cammy? Come on.
Yeah, but I can tell you what my mom used to say. Be careful what you wish for.
I know, you're right.
You don't want to get burnt.
Just think he's going to be always away, working and being called out all hours. And, you know, you've got to think
I
of that,
too. I
dated
a fireman. Many years ago,
mm-hmm.
Jessica, you
I
know
remember
him.
Mm-hmm.
Jessica and I have been friends since I was like, 16 or something. But
yeah,
I dated a fireman in New Jersey, and he was. We could be out somewhere, and all of a sudden, gone, because he, you know, it was a volunteer fire department, and he was always gone.
Yeah.
And then on weekends, they had all these events where they would have contests with other fire departments.
Oh, really?
Of how quick they could get in their rubber boots, and. I got to tell you.
Oh, that's important.
The first couple of times it was interesting, but after that, I mean, he was the nicest person in the whole wide world.
Hmm.
But honestly, if I had to go in another one of those, and all the women had beards.
Maybe I don't want a firefighter after all.
See, I'm just trying to get you off the firefighter. No, but he had to leave constantly last minute. And it was a problem. And all the events were based around firefighter events. But they're very proud because they give their lives. And they see horrendous things.
Well, and you know, it may not be a firefighter. It may not be a firefighter. I'm around a lot of construction people, too.
Maybe that could be the helmet.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he's got a hard hat. I know that.
Well, that's what I said. I work in the construction industry,
right.
So that's entirely possible.
There you go. And I wonder if he's ever posed on a calendar.
Well, I can only hope.
We
with
got
suspenders.
There we go, with suspenders, exactly. Okay, well, thank you, Cammie,
for
answering
that. Thanks, Cammie, I
appreciate it. We're going to go ahead and take another live caller now. This caller is calling in from area code 609 with a prefix of 743. Are you there, caller?
Yes, I am.
Wonderful. What's
Hello?
Your first name? Hello.
My name is Jacqueline, and I've spoken to you before, maybe 4 weeks ago.
Fantastic. Good. And yes. Jacqueline,
how are you doing?
I'm doing very good. And yourself?
Not very well, I suppose, you know.
I love hearing that. That makes me happy.
Yay.
And I've got Kelsey Cammie on the line with us tonight, and she is a superb intuitive reader as well as a healer.
Well.
So I'll let you pose your question right now, okay?
Thank you.
Hi.
Well.
How are you today?
Hi, Kimi. I'm good, but I'm just anxious, really. You know.
What is your problem?
Initially, when I called a couple of weeks ago, I was suspended from my job because I was arguing with this man who was my boyfriend then at work, but we didn't know that, and I ended up flipping the board on his head. So he went ahead.
Well, let's be honest, you hit him in the head with a...
Yes.
Yes.
I did,
okay.
But it wasn't a very bad, you know. I was just mad. Anyway, I ended up going on vacation to Africa like 2 days after, and I decided not to talk to him, assuming I would teach him a lesson, right? So when I came back that particular day, I called him, but he was nasty on the phone and said, "Do not call me." So when I got back and I checked my schedule at work, they told me I'd been suspended, and I said, "Really? What about?" Initially, what he did after was to go and report me that I hit him. That means that is violence at the workplace. And when they were checking the video, they realized that for the 4 minutes that I was arguing with him, the patient left me, and the patient was not in my view, so that was patient negligence as well. So he got me, like, on 4 counts, but the most important one was that the patients were not safe with me, so that is a violation of one of the codes we have at work. So initially, they suspended me without pay, and I went back in, and we did a review of it, and I told them, look, this was my boyfriend, but it's not my boyfriend now after exactly what has happened. And they said, well, it has to go ahead, and they did the first termination notice, which they called a pre-termination, and they said I'm out without pay, and while they investigate the issue. So when I called, what happened was the ladies told me that I could eventually get off with a strict warning, but definitely I'd get some slack out of it. But they've been very quiet, and so have I, and I've not had anything. All I know is I'm not at work, and, you know, so it's difficult, really. That's the first problem. And then the second one, will I ever get Mr. Right? And then I have the third one. I'm working on my children coming here, and I'm also working on my green card to get my 10-year extension. So, you know, I'm just in a place where everything seems to be hitting a rock.
Okay.
So those are my three questions, yes.
All right. As for work, it's going to be written up on your file. I do see you being able to return, but you're going to be under very strict rules that if there are any incidents, you will be let go without further notice. Okay?
Wow.
Yeah,
and
they're not
about,
going to be too happy. They're not very happy with you right now. Even though They, you know, they've reviewed everything. They're still not happy. They will let you come back, but it's not going to be, it's going to be under very strict rules.
Okay. So, on that note, what happens to this guy and whatever he made up?
He's been warned. He has been warned. I feel he's on his last warning. And that he's been warned. He's been warned about everything. He's on his last warning. I don't feel he's going to be with them much longer. He's going to leave of his own accord.
Oh,
he will
reason
leave.
Reason being because of this?
This will be part of it, but he will find something else. He will leave. He is going to leave.
You know, he's an old man. He's about 58.
It doesn't matter. He's going to find something. And this has been a big thing for him. He's not going to be happy after this incident. So he will leave.
When do you see me getting to work, though, you know?
Sorry?
When do you see me getting to work, back to work, though?
You
I've
getting
been out
back
since,
to work?
July.
Around September. Sometime during September. I can't give you a definite date, but sometime during September.
That's agreeable. Thank you.
Yeah, that's what it will be. Around September.
Okay.
I agree.
Well, that's the problem.
Expect it to be easy when you go back. They're not going to make it easy for you. You're going to be under very strict rules and supervision. And you're going to really have to watch out this time.
Okay.
So that means don't hit anybody in the head with a clipboard.
I was dating this man, and he just went off on me. I was like, really? I made a mistake. I shouldn't have, but I did.
I know. And everybody can be driven to that point. Don't let anyone tell you that they would or could never do such a thing, because we all have that button that if it's pushed, we would do such a thing.
Oh, thank you. That makes me feel better. Okay, and the second question.
Yes, go right ahead.
When are you going to find Mr. Wright?
Yes, I'm really out of it looking back and forth, you know.
But that's
I feel like I don't
want
to be alone.
You're not to look all the time. He's going to come to you. I'm just trying to see where he's coming. I'm getting June, July, so he's coming next year.
Oh, I can wait.
Yeah, don't go looking. He'll come to you. Don't go looking. That's a mistake you're making. He will find you when the time is right. June, July, he will find you.
Okay. And, yeah, I'm due for my, like I was telling you, my visa renewal. And I want my kids to come so badly because they're without their father. Their father is not concerned about them. And I'm the only one, so I travel. I try and do back and forth, but it's not easy because I wanted to travel in December just to see them. And I was hoping by December, I'm putting in their papers hopefully this week or next week, and I'm putting in my papers next week as well. So I'm looking for a double here. If I could get mine and if I could get theirs, it's really been a while.
Yeah, okay. I don't see anything around your papers this year. There's only 4 months left in the year, which
yes.
Sounds terrible. But March, April is going to be significant for you, for your children and for your papers.
Okay. Is that positive?
Yeah, it's positive, yeah.
Oh, thank God for that. thank God for that. That is just
I'm not going to tell you it's positive if I don't see positive. It's positive. Yeah.
There thank you. It's positive.
Beautiful.
Oh, my last question, if you don't mind, ladies.
No, certainly.
I do. Thank you very well. I do intend to pursue a PhD, and I'm looking at going through the rigorous process of being vetted by the universities. And I was looking at possibly Harvard or possibly Penn State, and because they normally pay for tuition and what have you, because I eventually expect the children to come. So I'm looking for stability, and as well, I'm thinking, how do you foresee my academic future?
I do feel you get some financial help, and I also feel all your hard work will be recognized in what you're trying to do. You are going to get somewhere, you're going to find out about a program that's going to assist you with your tuition.
Who is going to assist me? I did not hear you, Kimmy, I'm sorry.
There's a program somewhere.
Okay.
I don't know where. I just get the word program, and it's and they're going to help you with your tuition. It's
okay.
It's a funded tuition. You're going to get help.
Okay, thank you. I mean, I do appreciate it.
Of course,
you
will get help.
You.
Don't worry about it. Things are going to start looking up for you next year. They really will.
Very well. Thank God for
okay.
that.
Okay. God bless you, Jacqueline. You're such a sweetheart, and I agree. Things are going to. I feel the same thing. I was getting the number 4, so I'm agreeing with Celtic Cammy there as for April. And you know, you've been through a rough time, but you're a fighter and a survivor, and you will make this happen.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You're so welcome. Listen, God bless you, and thank you for calling in.
God bless you. I will call in again and give you the details. If things get better, as you said, I will just call
Please
to
do.
Let you know and thank you.
You're welcome. Thank
on.
You. Thank you.
Very well.
Take
have a
care
good evening.
And have a nice night. You too. Bye-bye now. And folks, don't forget, if anybody wants to have a private reading with Celtic Cammy, you can reach her by going to her website, which is CelticCammy.org. And Cammy is spelt with a Y at the end. Celtic Cammy, C-E-L.
Cammy with a C or Cammy with a K?
Cammy
with a
C.
Cammy
with a C. Uh-huh. So it's C-E-L-T as in Tom, I-C, C-A-M as in Mary, Y, .org. Or you could give her a call at 403-452-9755. So I wanted to put that out there. And, of course, if anybody wants to read with me, we all know how to find me, drjeannie.com or 1-800-375-3446. Okay, so let's go ahead and take our next caller. You still have a little energy left, Cammy?
Yeah, I'm good.
Fantastic. Okay, we've got about 17 minutes left to the show. I want to try and squeeze in 2 callers if we can, but I don't know if we're going to be able to, but we're surely going to try. Our first caller is calling in from 954 with a prefix of 380. Welcome.
Hi, hello.
Hi, welcome to the show.
Hi, how are y'all?
Good.
And you?
What's your first name?
I'm doing good. My first name is James.
James, okay, James. And you're calling from South Florida?
Yes, I am. You got it.
Okay, wonderful. All right, so how can we help you tonight?
Sure, yes. I'm just wondering if I could get any guidance in regards to my life path. It hasn't always been very clear. I do feel as though it's getting a bit clearer as far as what I feel really, really passionate about doing. But I'm really, sometimes I have a really hard time as to how to go about expressing that or how to go about expressing my voice, so to speak. So I'm just wondering if there is any guidance on your behalf that could kind of really help me out here.
Okay.
What I am picking up is you're an empath.
Yes, I am. Very much. Very much.
Yeah. You are an empath. I know that you're working towards a more spiritual path in helping people.
Yes.
And you
are going to
get that. You definitely are going to get what you want in that. I see a lot of different things around you in that regard. I feel that you're going to be able to do something that is going to help people in some capacity. Your life path is going to be set to help people, others just as an empath or as something more, giving them guidance and helping them that way. And I think this is what you're working towards.
Yes. I've been using my empathic and intuitive abilities, but I also have this deep desire to minister to people in an interfaith modality. And sometimes it's been a little difficult reconciling the two of, you know, these two expressions, forms of expression.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it's like I don't even know where to start. So, yes.
That's where I see the guidance, yeah. I definitely say you're on the right path. And you will be able to do what you want to do. You will be able to do it. I just can't give you an exact date. I don't see it as a very fast process.
Right,
it's like
right.
a continuing learning process.
Right,
but you are going
right.
to get to what you want.
Right.
If
okay.
I have to give a timeline, I would say in around 2 years.
Yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And
I think that's a goal you've set yourself as well.
And
okay.
I want to say, I want to call you Reverend. I don't know why. Does that fit?
Yeah, yes, it does.
Okay, yeah, because I'm getting that really strongly. And I feel like you, you're very, very, very smart and highly connected. And when I say highly connected, again, it's like what Cammie said, very intuitive, very empathic. And your goal is to absolutely lead people, to teach them, to coach them. Is this correct?
Yes.
Okay. I sense this, and I'm just going to tell you that I think that the way you're going about it is working, but there's a part of you that's being held back. And I think, and I'm not quite sure in what way, I'm going to say this kind of, and it might sound a little weird, but I think you'll totally get this. I think that you're working so hard on the coaching part that people aren't taking advantage of the intuition part. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Okay, yes.
Does that make sense?
Okay. Yes, it does, yes.
Okay, it's like you're wanting to coach them. Okay, you know what I'm going to tell you right now? I'm just going to come out and say it. Come out of the psychic closet. Because that is the problem. You don't want to call yourself psychic. But you and I both know you're totally psychic. And the word psychic has been given, like, a really bad name sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
But, so you want to call yourself a spiritual counselor, right?
Right.
Okay, yeah, I get it.
That
I totally
so
get
funny.
It,
you're right?
Right? Yeah,
right.
And
can
so
I?
Right.
Sorry?
Yeah.
Sorry, go ahead, Cammie.
Can I do something for you?
Absolutely.
Can I unblock what's holding you back?
Oh, please, yes, absolutely.
Okay, it's going to be a few seconds, all right? You'll feel it, okay?
Thank you so much.
Just take a few deep breaths in and out and relax. All right, you should start to feel it really soon. You're starting to feel warm or tingly?
Yeah, my hand just tingled, yes.
Mm-hmm. I'm unblocking you. It just take a few seconds.
Oh, I felt that.
Do you feel it?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Well, now you're free to do it. You're
that
free
is so
now.
Nice of you all. You ladies are so beautiful. Thank you very much. You know, I just had one quick question. You know, I've been thinking about legally changing my name. Do you think that this is in my highest good?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep, go ahead and do it.
Okay. Thank
go
you,
with what your go with what your intuition tells you. Our intuitions don't fail us.
You're very beautiful, ladies. Thank you so very, very much.
You're very welcome.
You're welcome.
And go free. You're now psychic. And you can call yourself that.
Amen.
Thank you so much.
Amen. Amen. James, God bless you. You have a wonderful evening.
God bless you. You too.
Okay. Bye. Good call, Cammy. Very good call. That was good.
He was totally blocked.
That's why he couldn't go anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And very, very talented and very gifted, but he was being held back.
Yeah,
exactly.
He didn't want to. He was afraid of the word psychic.
But now he's free to use it.
And watch what happens.
He's going to be really, really good because he's got the compassion and the heart and the love.
That's the beautiful part.
Fantastic.
All right,
we've got one more caller in 9 minutes. Let's try and take this caller. This caller looks like they're calling in from 609 with a prefix of 408. Welcome to the show.
Hello. Thank you for taking my call.
Oh, you're so welcome. What's your first name?
My name's Phyllis.
Phyllis. Okay, Phyllis, thank you for calling in. Is this your first time?
Yes. Yeah.
Wonderful. Well, welcome to the show. And what part of the country are you calling from? Northeast?
From New Jersey, yes.
New Jersey. Very good. All righty. And how can we help you tonight?
Well, I don't know if I should ask the question or if there's just something you want to tell me.
You can ask your question.
Well, I want to know if it looks like I will be moving anytime soon. I don't want to, but I want to know what you think. And I also want to know about a relationship that just started, too, which I feel good about, but I don't know what you see.
Okay, I'll take the moving and Dr. Jenny can have the relationship.
Okay.
What I see for your moving is, I don't get it's going to be this year you move, okay? But I do see a move coming up for you in the course of the first 6 months of next year.
Okay.
I definitely see you moving. I don't see the great distance move, but there is definitely a move for you.
Okay.
Okay.
I definitely feel it.
I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to take the next question. Phyllis, I'm seeing somebody that I never see who has crossed over, and her name is Ida May. Why am I seeing her?
Well, my middle name is Ida.
Okay, that answers that. Okay,
so I don't
moving
know
on to the next
has,
thing.
Yeah.
It's just a validation, okay? All righty. Now, let's move forward from there. You have a person that you're currently seeing?
Yes.
And I feel like, for the most part, this relationship has been rewarding for you, correct?
Yes.
And there's no reason for you to...
kind of started. Go ahead.
Well, it's just kind of starting, but there's no reason for you to believe that this relationship won't go in a positive direction. However, there is something I want to ask you. Have there been some red flags with this gentleman?
Not really red flags. It's kind of moving along pretty fast, but we knew each other back in high school, so we didn't know each other all that great, but I wouldn't say red flags. It's just kind of moving along fast, which is fine, but I have things, I have issues where I live right now that I'm trying to settle with my mother's estate, and I live in her house, and I really don't want to move, but there's some complications there, so I don't know what's going to happen.
Okay. Well, that's okay. I'm going to tell you I wouldn't worry about that. That's really not going to be your problem. Who is Peter? Peter?
There's maybe someone. There is someone named Pete, but that was a past relationship. It's been some time.
Okay, so let me ask you this question: does Peter? Do you miss Peter?
Not particularly. I mean, I miss him as a friend, but I don't want to be with him, and I don't know how much you want to know, but
I'm just wondering why they're showing me Peter, and that's a question I have, because if they're showing me him in conjunction with this new person, then there's a reason for it. How much is Peter like the new guy? And similar? How are
not
they
at
similar?
All?
Not at all.
They're
huh?
they're very okay. Not like I don't know if this is why, but a friend of mine who is friends with Pete, if it's about Pete, he told me that he's very jealous about this, but
new guy.
I don't know if that it's not like.
The angels are showing me this for a reason. So this is what I'm going to tell you, so I don't waste any more of your time. I feel that Peter absolutely is jealous. I would concur with that. But I also have to say this. This new relationship you have going, it's very new. He's very nice. He's very beige. When I say beige, it means he doesn't pop. He's not. Does that make sense?
You mean for me?
I just mean in general. He doesn't stand out. He's beige. When I say that to people, they think I'm referring to the color of their skin, and I don't
know. He's probably more plain in comparison to some people that I have been with, but I am preferring that. And maybe, I don't know if you're going to say, well, you're not going to like that after a while, but I don't believe that that's true, because I think that I want some, that's one of the reasons I asked about moving, too. I want stability. I know you do,
but the angels are letting me know that you're actually compromising on what you're looking for in a companion, because...
Okay.
You're looking for that stability and that security. You're so tired of the games. You're so tired of the mistrust. You're so tired of all of it. You just want a good, solid person. You want somebody to help, not take care of you, but somebody that you is secure. And so you're kind of compromising a little bit. Now, I'm not saying that you can't end up with him, because he's a great guy. Absolutely, hands down, I'm being shown great guy. But absolutely, hands down, very beige. So I think you're going to get bored after a while, and that's okay. And then you can decide if you want to stay with beige or if you want something that's a little bit more colorful. Okay?
Okay.
All righty. Yep. I hope that answers your question.
It does.
Okay.
Thank you so much. Thank you
you're
for taking
very
the
welcome.
Time.
You're very welcome. You have a wonderful evening. Take care and God bless. Okay. Cammie, that was a wonderful night. Would you not agree?
Yeah, it's been great. It's been great.
You've done an incredible job. I know.
Thank you.
We had a queue full of callers. We took a ton of calls tonight, and I want to thank you. And once again, I want to remind everybody that both Cammie and I can be reached. Celtic Cammie can be reached at CelticCammie.org, or you could call her at 403-452-9755. And she does private readings as well as I, and you can reach me by going to drjeannie.com or calling 1-800-375-3446. We want to thank everybody for listening in tonight. We appreciate you all so much. We hope you're all blessed. Feel free to tune in on the 28th, which is when we'll have our next live show on Wednesday night. And I bet you at some point in time we'll be able to twist Celtic Cammie's arm to come back, because I already know that our callers loved you. You did a great job. Thank you so much
for taking
the time to do this with us. Take care and God
bless.
You're
very welcome.
All righty. Good night, Cammie.
Bye, Cammie.
Good night. Have a good evening.
You too, Cammie. All righty, and we're going to play us out with a little bit of Miley Cyrus, who I actually like. There you go.
I do too.
I can almost see it, that dream I'm dreaming, but there's a voice inside my head saying, you'll never reach it. Every step I'm taking, every move I make feels lost with no direction. My faith is shaken, but I gotta keep trying. gonna keep my head held high. There's always gonna be another mountain. I'm always gonna wanna make it move. Always gonna be an uphill battle. Sometimes I'm gonna have to lose. Ain't about how fast I get there. I'm facing the chances I'm taking. Sometimes I knock me down, but no, I'm not breaking. I may not know it, but these are the moments that I'm gonna remember most. Yeah, just gotta keep going.